Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we will discuss all the latest Ring of Honor news as the promotion swings into a crisis.
The former Bray Wyatt teases a return to wrestling as his 90-day non-compete is almost up.
I'm going to give you the updated AEW Full Gear card after last night's episode of Dynamite.
And former WWE announcer Greg Hamilton breaks his silence following his release. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And je suis Bobby Fish.
And this is the news.
All right, we're going to kick things off by talking about the ROH situation, which broke last night. It was kind of like this snowballing story, wasn't it? We were in the pub, and one part of it came through, and then another, and another, and another, and none of it's good. None of it's good, of course. So this whole all began last night when Ring of Honor posted a statement to their Twitter page, basically announcing that, you know, through the pandemic, they hadn't let anyone go. They'd retained all the wrestlers and everything else. They'd kept everyone employed, not wanting to let people go during a international crisis, but their current year is going to conclude at Final Battle. That's on the 11th of December, and after that they will be going on a hiatus in order to work internally to reimagine Ring of Honor. They want to reconceptualize the promotion in their own words. They want to return to live events in April. Supercard of Honor pay-per-view is listed here as a potential target for that. So yeah, a promotion going on ice for like 4 months. It's not a good start, right? But it gets worse. Dave Meltzer reported shortly after this, the Ring of Honor had released all wrestlers under contract. So there are more wrinkles to go through here. PW Insider's Mike Johnson reported that the decision to kind of shutter Ring of Honor was made about a week ago. Elsewhere, Fightful's Sean Ross Sapp has said that Ring of Honor COO Joe Koff had fought hard for the promotion, but Sinclair Broadcast Group, who own Ring of Honor, made the decision. Now, as far as the wrestlers go and their contracts and everything else, this is obviously quite a complicated situation. Brian Alvarez, Wrestling Observer, Figure 4 Online, added that contracts weren't being renewed at the end of the year. And the Ring of Honor wrestlers, however, are free to work elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Effective immediately, they have to like sort it out internally with the company and everything else. They have to work until the rest of the year. They've got television tapings in November. They've got Final Battle in December. Sean Ross Sapp has added that people with contracts beyond this year, who maybe go past December and whatever, will be paid until the 31st of March. So an extra 3 months on top of the end of the year. Ring of Honor World Champion Bandido, he's already been confirmed for some Game Changer Wrestling shows. And yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the basis of it. Now, these statements don't read well, of course. And it's a sad situation because ultimately, in the end of the day, if Ring of Honor was to go away for a more prolonged period of time, it's one less place for people to work. I think that they're going to have a hard time getting things going again, aren't they?
Yes.
In April, if you're releasing your roster and then they're free to go elsewhere, it's a very talented group of people. Your Jay Lethals, your Jonathan Greshams, your Bandidos, your Briscoes, your Roxys. There's a whole lot of people who I'm sure AEW, WWE, New Japan, Impact, MLW would love to snap up. So it's not a good situation across the board. It's just bad.
Yeah.
It's just bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's awful to hear this. The news broke, like you say, last night, and it sort of rocked us as we were sat there. I mean, a nice post-quiz day celebration. It's weird as well, because like you say, I'm sure we'll have had Twitter questions before, fantasy booking some of the stars of Ring of Honor in these other promotions. So potentially, it is exciting. You already said you'd love to see, you know, Jonathan Gresham, for example, in AEW. Yeah. I'm a huge Joe Hendry fan. He's a friend of ours as well, and we want to see him do well, and I think he's got a very exciting future ahead of him. He's already done a tiny bit of stuff with WWE, being like a Russian guy, yeah. if I remember rightly.
Russian
but
lawyer?
I think he's, you know, we've seen what he can do across the board with WCPW back in the day, and I thought he was doing some great stuff in Ring of Honor as well. So fingers crossed for him and all those names you mentioned that they do find another place of work. That thing that you mentioned, though, about them saying, we're just going to take a hiatus, this isn't the end. It may well be the death knell, I'm afraid, for Ring of Honor, just because, like you say, it's all well and good saying we're going to take a break and we're going to reimagine things or whatever it may be. Some of these guys just can't afford to wait around. And the moment that their contracts expire, some people, you know, they won't have to reach out to the AEWs, the, you know, Impacts or whatever it may be of this world, because they are incredibly talented guys. Look how quickly Bandido's been signed up for a few dates for GCW, for example. I'm just concerned that when they do decide to come back in April, who's going to make up the ROH roster?
Yeah, 100%. And they've had a hard couple of years with the pandemic and everything else, and they've lost money, obviously, and they lost all any semblance of buzz and hype that they once had.
You were there at the big Supercard,
weren't you?
Yeah,
Supercard of Honor.
2019?
Yeah, pretty much since then, it's kind of been a kind of just this declining buzz levels and everything else. But I mean, obviously Ring of Honor was at its most influential in like the mid-2000s, when you had your Danielsons, your CM Punks, your Samoa Joe, all these guys launching their careers with, I would call it, the most influential indie of all time.
Yep.
It stopped being an indie in 2011 when they were bought by Sinclair, which is a massive corporation. But yeah, it's just a sad day in general, and just hope that any wrestlers cast adrift by this get work, because it's a very talented crew.
Yeah, just a reminder, as we often say with these sorts of things, go out and do what you can to support your favourite wrestler. Even it just be show them some support on Twitter, go and buy their merch, whatever it may be. These guys are struggling now as a result of all this, and it's best for you guys to just help them, because they deserve it for putting their bodies on the line for us. Right, let's move on and talk about the former Bray Wyatt. He was on Twitter in the early hours of this morning, I suppose our time, maybe late last night, US time, tweeting a very intriguing little teaser from Wyndham Rotunda. He tweeted 2 more days, quite clearly a reference to the fact that his non-compete is running out at the end of this month. He was released, of course, on the 31st of July. 90 days later, if you're doing the maths, means Friday the 29th of October
tomorrow
is when his non-compete expires. He can negotiate with, appear for any promotion that he fancies. A lot of speculation about him going to Impact Wrestling. He is a hot commodity, though, isn't he?
Yeah, Tony Khan expressed an interest in talking to him as well. So legally, he'll be able to do these things from, I presume, after tomorrow or on tomorrow. Whatever. Soon is the key part of all of this. I'm sure that wherever he goes, he's going to bring a legion of supporters, because the people who love Bray Wyatt really love Bray Wyatt. They're going to follow him wherever he goes. I still think that he'd be a great benefit to Impact's business in particular. But yeah, we'll see what happens with the guy.
Let us know in the comments where you'd like to see Wyndham Rotunda show up next.
I think he should form his own promotion, Swamp Fight Wrestling.
It's a good idea.
Firefly Funhouse was good.
Maybe he'll pop up in AEW. And if you like AEW, Andy Murray, and maybe you want to read about how AEW got going, is there any way you can maybe go and pre-order a book from?
You can go to Wikipedia and look up Tony Khan. Joking, of course. We've got a bunch of books coming your way. A brand new one from Michael Sidgwick, who's authored Becoming All Elite, The Rise of AEW. It's right there on our web store right now, whatculture.bigcartel.com. You can pre-order it now. International shipping available. Get it in time for Christmas. It is a tremendous tome from who I consider the preeminent independent expert on All Elite Wrestling. On top of that, we've got Michael's other book that he released a few years ago, reprinted, Development Hell, the NXT story. So if you want a bit of NXT flavor, there you go. And also, we have added 101 matches to our 505 wrestling matches you need to see before you die. That's another, it takes up to 606. I cannot do mathematics. That's up there as well, revised edition. You can grab that too. It's a pre-order as well. If you like words on paper, you will be a big fan of these particular words on paper, because they're good.
I'm incredibly biased, but this is a fantastic book by Sage, and the 505, now 606 wrestling matches, written by a whole host of What Culture writers, is great as well. As is the bundle you can get, the Sidgwick bundle, as I'm calling it. You can get the Development Hell book and the AEW book all as one. Go and pre-order it now. It'll get to you well in time for Christmas. Perfect gift for a friend, family member, or, as I keep saying, for yourself treat yourself.
There you go. We got a couple more stories here. We're probably going to have to race through these because we've rambled a lot. That's what we do. That's why you tune in.
Hey.
What do you want us to do? You just read an article and not do weird faces and stuff? That's what you pay for. You don't pay anything. What am I talking about? Updated Full Gear card last night. Three new matches added for the pay-per-view, which goes down on the 13th of November. Saturday night, get in.
Oh, come on.
Those new matches are FTR challenging for the Lucha Brothers AEW tag team titles. They've already taken the AAA tag team titles from them. What was their name again? The Super Frogs.
Super Frogs, yeah.
Super Frogs. Super cool.
Alex Abrahantes is going to hit Tully Blanchard with a Canadian Destroyer on that show.
Fair play. Listen, Bad Bunny did one at WrestleMania. Alex Abrahantes.
Please don't kill him. Please.
Yeah, you know, these people who aren't wrestlers coming in and doing Canadian Destroyers rules. Why not? MJF, Darby Allin, that's happening. They had a big confrontation last night. Not going to do the play-by-play. That's why you listen to the podcast. Human beings. The Inner Circle, meanwhile, will face the Men of the Year and three members of American Top Team to be determined next week in a Minneapolis street fight. So that'll be interesting. They join Kenny Omega versus Hangman Page for the world title, Britt Baker versus Ty Conti for the women's world title, and of course, what on earth is the other match? The world title eliminator final, which is going to be Jon Moxley or Orange Cassidy versus Edward Kingston or Brian Danielson.
It's going to be Bryan Danielson versus Jon Moxley, basically. Yeah. You can probably guess that. But nevertheless, it's going to be a hell of a journey on the road to that. And it's going to be intriguing to see which members of American Top Team that they pick. Obviously, you'd assume people like Junior Dos Santos maybe getting picked. Jorge Masvidal, you got Andre Arlovsky. Also a member of American Top Team. I was looking at their website today. Bobby Lashley. So interesting if they select that one. Right, let's conclude by talking about former WWE announcer Greg Hamilton. We revealed the other day that he had been released, of course, and he's broken his silence on Instagram talking all about this. He's been with the WWE for 6 years, and he posted, I'm going to give you a sort of cliff notes of what he posted on his Instagram, saying, after 6 years and 52 weeks a year, it's time to say goodbye. First and foremost, don't let the internet or social media gas you up. This was a mutual respect departure from a great company. Nothing but respect from both sides. It's business. He continues, as I get older, my mother is in her 70s. My sister Jessie, who has cerebral palsy. Those are my priorities. Not chasing fame, not being on TV. 52 weeks a year became too much without our mental health. We have nothing. But man, what a ride. There are truly no fans like the WWE Universe. I am forever grateful. And for one last time, one fall. I don't work then anymore, so you're allowed to say it now. Puts a load of hashtags on there. Just a lovely farewell and taking his priorities seriously. I thought that was a lovely thing to know as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to hear from Greg after the departure, of course. All the best to him and his changing priorities. Nothing but respect for that.
Yeah, look, if you need to look after family members, if you just need to look after yourself for your mental health, he's nailed it there. Absolutely, that should be your first priority. So best of luck to him, and hopefully we'll see him announcing again once he is ready. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. Actually, before we do that, I always forget to do this. Don't forget you can order your Survivor Beeries from our friends at Top Rope Brewing. We've got a Survivor Beeries selection, 12 craft beers, £45, all in, free delivery with the code Here's Why. Unfortunately, again, only for our viewers here in the UK. But the link is in the description. £45, absolute bargain, delicious craft beers, celebrating 5 years of Top Rope Brewing and Survivor Series. It's Top Rope versus What Culture, 6-on-6 beers, basically. You can go and get them now. They are absolutely fantastic. As I said, link in the description, and they will get to you well in time for Survivor Series. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At What Culture WWE, of course, you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Jake King, who says, with Retro Raw announced, would you have a female legend like Beth Phoenix or Lita, or maybe a group of them come out, only to all get beaten down by an up-and-comer? And if so, who? I know it's booking ahead for WWE, but someone has to. Right, we always say this with retro shows. There's so much potential for getting people over, and half the time what happens is they just get mugged off by legends, don't they?
Yeah, they get beaten up by Randy Orton or insulted or whatever backstage. Yeah, I think, like, especially if you use someone like Beth or Lita, who could theoretically still have another match, you'd imagine. I think that's a good idea, because then you could set that up for, like, WrestleMania or whatever, and you have the heat from the angle, and you could have a fun, like, attraction match with this legend from the past and someone of the new era. That's always been, for me, the best way to use, like, legends and veterans and stuff. So, yeah, let's do it.
I just look at these things and I go, oh, who'd look really good killing a legend? it's always Shayna Baszler. I don't know why they don't. It's so simple. They come out, Shayna pretends to be all nice. We all know she's a sinister bastard. And she goes, well, I'll eat you well. Right, thanks. Thanks for coming out.
Nice, so nice to
pick up some of that and chokes her out. Because she needs to be world champion. I'm not giving up on this. I'm not ready to give it up, all right?
Cool.
Still, you're telling me there's a chance. Anyway.
You'll get there one day.
Yeah, one day. Right, second question comes from Alex Bruegel.
Brugel, I like that.
Sorry what I've done to your surname there, Alex. Personal bias aside, Alex says, who are some wrestlers you could see being on the Mount Rushmore of wrestling in the future?
Ooh, this is a really good question. Mm-hmm. Wow, it's really tough, isn't it? Because certain, you know, the developmental in WWE is so, like, embryonic at the moment that it's hard to predict certain people going so far.
Bron Breakker already looks Bron like Breakker. He's chiseled as stone.
Yeah. Guy's had four matches and he's already headlining, like, NXT. But let's put Bron Breakker on there.
Okay.
Why not? I'll put Anna Jay on there. I think she's got all the potential in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. I'll mention a name. I'm going to cheat and just steal something you guys were talking about in the office earlier. Serena Deeb. Serena Deeb is one of the most talented female wrestlers in the world. Yet another brilliant showcase for her on Dynamite. And I know he said put personal bias to one side, and even if I do that, I'm going to have to say my best friend.
Titus O'Neil.
No, not quite. He could be a great tour guide to show you around the Mount Rushmore of wrestling, because it's going to be Maxwell Jacob Friedman. Yeah. I don't think he's got a hole in his game, genuinely. Brilliant on the stick, mm-hmm. and he is phenomenal in the ring as well. And just look, there's so many potential storylines breaking out for him right now. Obviously, he's working with Darby Allin. You've got potential feuds down the line with Wardlow. Clearly, he's not really enjoying everything as much as he used to. And the Hangman Page storyline, if he wins the world title, it's right there for me.
Another one, Daniel Garcia, I think, legitimately has Bryan Danielson levels of potential.
And can we put, like, 2.0 just with him?
That's
like,
his father's, yeah, of course.
Just, like, maybe over his shoulder on Mount Rushmore or something. Right, let's move on to today's final question. I love this question, Kristen. Kristen says, what culture staff member would you like to see rock 2011 Tyson Kidd bangs? You know the haircut I'm talking about, Andy Murray.
Goodness gracious me. Well, I would be physically impossible. I could not do
imagine
that.
If you just got a hair transplant just there. Yeah. Just a line.
Just a little patch like the Ronaldo World Cup 98 little gimmick. Oh my goodness. Well, do we have anyone that's balding from the back that we could throw under the bus?
If we admit it, all of us probably.
Yeah. I don't know. Adam Nicholas would probably still look fit.
He would somehow make that work.
Yeah,
he
would figure it out. But I think Michael Hanford would look really funny.
You know, big square.
Yeah, someone Photoshop, please, the Tyson Kidd head onto Walter's face with the hair. See what that looks like.
I genuinely think, like you say with Nicholas, I think, I know Gareth shaved it all off, but I think Gareth could pull this off.
You're right.
He would look exactly like Tyson Kidd if he did it.
Fair enough.
But let us know and give us your Photoshops on Twitter at WhatCultureWW. And fun to finish up today with just a massive shout out to Tyler Hatfield, who made a sign for AEW. There's obviously all the whole host of the brilliant Simon Mills. It was like on screen within about 10 seconds of Dynamite last night.
Every week.
But shout out to Tyler, who wasn't on camera, but took signs. You know, one nice one saying the home of professional wrestling for AEW, but also one that says great final medals, which if anyone listens to the podcast will know is something that the Dudley Boys say very often, particularly in relation to AEW. Thanks to anyone who takes signs. It's ridiculous. We were saying earlier in the office to see them at shows.
It's become a monster, hasn't it? It's
like,
awesome.
Simon Miller,
it's
give awesome. This an up, touch grease, all that sort of thing. Yeah. Preposterous.
Happy birthday, there was Michael situation.
any wrestling show signs. There was the bloody Pachiti sign in Crown Jewel. I love seeing them, so thank you to anyone who's done that. But in particular, once again, a massive thank you to Tyler Hadfield for that one. Let us know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and the Dudley Boys not only reviewing AEW Dynamite, but finally getting around to reviewing Halloween Havoc later on today as well. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Actually, there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for horrible, which is what all Scottish football referees are.
He said he was going to do this in the pub and I forgot.
It's true.
I thought he was going to stand for a different age, but we don't want to get into problems with Rangers fans.
Oh,
we?
Absolutely not. Don't poke the Bears.
Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilmore. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. We will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds, like the breathable, silky smooth Tree Dasher, the responsive foam and extra grip of the Tree Runner, or the classic low-top look of the Tree Piper. Allbirds has a lightweight, ultra-packable shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.